Hi there. The word for today is increase your pastor's effectiveness. In 1 Timothy 5, verse 17, in the New Living Translation, Paul writes, pastors who do their work well should be well paid. Look, your attitude and actions affect your pastor and your church. Let's be clear about that. When you bless your pastor, you bless your church. And when you hinder your pastor, you hinder your church. So for the next few days, let's look at some ways in which you can increase your pastor's effectiveness. First, provide a good salary. Once in the Old Testament and twice in the New Testament, God holds us responsible to provide generously for our pastor. The old quip, you've probably heard it, Lord, you keep him humble and we'll keep him poor, is no joking matter. And totally contrary to the teaching of Scripture, many a pastor is hampered by inadequate income, causing them stress and worry over their family's financial needs. That should never be, when possible, never. God established the law of compensation for those who provide for our bodies and souls, from oxen to pastors. An ox's strength and capacity to do its job effectively required that it ate as much as it needed from the grain it was threshing. But was God concerned only about an ox? No, he wasn't. He was talking about his servants. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 9 and 10 makes that clear. And Paul applies the same principle when it comes to compensating those who minister to us. Listen to what he says. Thou shalt not muzzle an ox when he treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his hire. So when possible, free your pastor from financial worry. Allow them to focus on developing the potential God sees in you, your church, and his kingdom in your community. Okay? That's the word for you today.